So you dropped your new makeup and now it's in a million tiny pieces? Wipe away those tears, beautiful. We can fix this. Just grab your Moon Mousse Magic Makeup Repair Kit and follow these steps to repair and restore your shattered makeup and your shattered spirit. In your Moon Mousse kit, you should have the following. 1 bottle of Moon Mousse Magic Makeup Repair, 1 spatula, 1 square press tool, and 1 circular press tool. Step 1. Preparation and gathering. Gather any salvageable powder and sweep it back into the pan. While we don't encourage you to scavenge the powder from, say, the floor of a public restroom, what you're willing to do for your limited edition sold-out palette is between you and God. Once all the loose powder is back in the original container, use your spatula to press and pack the powder tightly inside. Step 2. Dispense the Moon Mousse onto the broken makeup. Shake the bottle well, then dispense mousse over the entire surface area of the makeup. Depending on the size of the pan, the amount of powder left, and the level of violence associated with your senseless act against the makeup, the amount of mousse needed will vary. But don't panic. If you don't get it right, you can add more later. Once the mousse has fully dissolved into the pan, grab your spatula and test the mixture with your spatula. If the mixture sticks to the spatula, add another dob of mousse and try again once it's settled in. When the mixture is a malleable paste-like substance, and it is no longer lumping onto the tool, use the spatula to smooth the mixture out in the pan. And that's it, for now. Your mousse isn't done working its magic. It will need time to dry out before you can repress it. So leave the makeup in a safe place, where it won't meet the same fate it was just saved from at your hands, and make sure to leave it open so it can dry with the appropriate ventilation process. For optimum results, we recommend you leave it out overnight. But we know restraint isn't your strong suit, but please leave it for no less than 6 hours before proceeding to the next step. Step 3. Press your makeup. Now that your makeup has had time to dry out, the colour should have already returned to your favourite colour. If not, it's not quite dry yet. Either way, you can choose the appropriate shape and size press for the pan you're working with. This is no time to be an individual. Don't make this harder than it needs to be. Spoiler alert, circle goes well with circle, and square goes well with squares. Next, gently but firmly, press the appropriate tool on the surface of the pan until it looks nice and even. And that's it, now you're done. Was pretty easy, wasn't it? We're not promising you the moon, we're just giving it to you.